Welcome to Maura For You. Maura Sweeney is an author, blogger, and public speaker who always has an eye out for you and your personal happiness. Conventional and offbeat, vintage and modern, Maura weaves clever anecdotes, insightful questions, and personal stories that challenge your mindsets and enable you to live happier from the inside out. Here's Maura with today's thoughts for you.
Did you buy that, or have you been sold? If you're on a path to living happy from the inside out, you'll definitely want to pay attention to today's podcast. Did you buy that, or were you sold? The question came to mind when I finished doing my most recent Huffington Post blog, and it had to do with a re-movement study on purchasing patterns of people at midlife. And as I was considering it, I started realizing once again just how often all of us get a little bit confused between what's our idea and what it is that we want versus what's other people's ideas that they are trying to convince us are our own. Let me give you some suggestions here. Have you ever adopted the ideals, the ideas, or made purchases that other people put into your mind? Have you heard advertising or, let's say, media messages that come down so frequently your way that you mistaken them for having been those of your own? You assume after a while when you've heard something so frequently that you must have been the author of the idea. Well, the more thought I gave to this, the more I started going even back in time, asking some of the reps who used to work for me when I was in corporate America about some ideas they might have had. I used to query them periodically in the morning when they'd come in about something that had appeared as headlines in the press. And back then, I remember sound bites were everything. And so, just for the fun of it, I would ask some of the people what they felt about a particular topic that was in the news. And inevitably, they would all parrot back to me what they heard on the news, the sound bites. And it wasn't until I started asking them a little bit more information as to why they believed or felt the way they did, or introduce some additional information that might kind of bring them out of their own slumber, that they sort of got shocked. Some got angry, some got perturbed, some thought they didn't want to think that much. And what I have realized over time with all of us is that as we go through life and as we find ourselves in certain environments or surrounded by certain messages, that we adopt them unknowingly as if they are ours. So I mentioned earlier things like ideals and ideas and purchases. But I want to give you today some other things to consider about did you buy that? Buys can be purchases, but buys can be ideas. Buys can be an awful lot of things. I want you to consider this. Have you bought into any other person or group or individual's fears, dramas, or toxicity? Have you bought in to other people's cultures, other people's prejudices, other people's attitudes, and have you been around them so often that you've just adopted them and assumed that they're part of who you are? You know, today when you're on your own, I would love for you to separate yourself, turn off the radio, the TV, put down the cell phone, and just spend a little quiet time. Ask yourself what's been running through your head. What ideas have been fueling you? What new purchases have you made? What attitudes have you taken on? And as you give yourself a little private time to review some of this, ask yourself if these are things that you asked for, that you really wanted to buy into, or if there hadn't been someone else or something else operating around you that made you think that these were yours, essentially that you were sold these ideas as if they were yours to buy. So I hope today will give you a great opportunity to set yourself apart, to give yourself quiet time and to make some determinations about letting go of some thoughts and ideas and maybe some future purchases that really weren't your idea at the beginning, and enjoy the opportunity of separating yourself from what belongs to somebody else's intended buy for you and those things that you really do want to buy for yourself. Well, that's been my thought for today, but before we head out, let's hear from someone else share with us about what makes them happy from the inside too. This has been Maura with Maura for You.
Καλησπέρα. Hello. Hello, everybody. My name is Lila Zizoula. I was born in Thessaloniki, Greece, and I live here, and I'm currently working in fundraising sector. I work for the American Farm School in Thessaloniki, doing fundraising. I love dealing with donors, and I'm serving a good cause because we have many needy students at the American Farm School. And I like to see their faces when they graduate and when they are getting very well educated. And, you know, these kids have great potentials, although they are facing great financial difficulties. And, you know, I'm always doing my best to serve the cause and to find the funds for these kids to get educated. And plus all these, I like to paint. And this is what I do. And this is what it makes me happy.
For more about Maura, visit her at mauraforyou.com, where you can find videos, blogs, and her book series, The Art of Happiness. Visit mauraforyou.com, where Maura is always for you.